Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
That is us at a quarter past nine this is it a Wednesday, Ciara, is it?
Yeah.
Wednesday
already.
Feels like next Friday, the week after. It's a long old week.
I know.
Traveling around the country, but it's most enjoyable. Ciara Higgins is, of course, our Wild Atlantic Wanderer. And you have been doing what exactly this week?
Everything. I've had the best week of my whole life. It's crazy. Like, and even I was thinking, like, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way is 2,500 kilometres, and I've 1,000 kilometres up in the car this week, and I've only seen half of it. You know, I don't know, like, how would you get the time to fit in all these things? You know, you need 2 months off and a good camper van, I think.
Yes,
so
for sure.
Maybe that's in the cards for next summer.
We'll start saving for the camper van now.
Definitely.
We asked you to kind of take part in the Wild Atlantic Way as a listener of ours and somebody who we spoke to before and liked the cut of the jib, because you love the country, don't you? And
yeah.
You like, you have a bucket list of things you want to do.
Yeah, so I set out this summer I made a list of about 35 things that I wanted to do over the next year. I wanted to kiss the Blarney Stone, go up and see Cashel, walk the Burn, see the Cliffs of Moher. So every weekend I set out doing different things, and ultimately that led to me entering this competition, and thankfully I won. So it was right up my street.
Right up your street. Yeah. So you're driving your own car.
Yeah, my little Toyota Yaris has gone.
The Yaris.
It's the length of Ireland this week.
I heard it groaning last night.
Yeah, I know. Did you see my L&R stickers well? Showed me the way, the left and right.
She actually has L&R pasted to the window, so she knows where to go left and right. Honestly, I saw the stickers. So tell us how the story began for you this week. Where'd you start?
Cool. So we set off from Carrigaholt in County Clare, and the car caravan park down there gave us a mobile home for the night, Rahona Lodge caravan park, so that was nice. And when we drove down the street the next morning, the four pubs had made up all the windows saying congratulations Ciara, our Wild Atlantic Wanderer. So it was a lovely way to set off on the journey. So we basically decided that we were going to do the Wild Atlantic Way, do the coast roads the whole way up. So we went through like every town, and we put in the sat nav Clare to Galway, an hour and a half, and it would take us 3 hours because we'd be stopping and chatting to people on the way. So eventually then we came to Barna in Galway, where we did a pizza making with Gordon, who was a lovely Italian man in the 12 hotel there. So my pizza looked a bit funny, but it tasted good. And from there then we went on, and we stayed in the House Hotel in Galway, which was great because it was perfect location, because I really wanted to go down and see Salt Hill because I would have really been there before, but also wanted to see Air Square. So during the day we went up in Air Square and I got my clatter ring in the clatter shop. Yeah, I thought it was fitting. So
Very much so, yeah.
Then we went then that evening, then it was only a 20 minute stroll down to Salt Hill, so it was perfect, and we went all along the promenade the whole way down. It was really nice. And the next day then we went to the aquarium in Galway in Salt Hill, which was really nice as well, like, you know, and it was good to have a stroll around there. And we headed up to Delphi then, which was a great drive. The drive was unbelievable, you know, and I was saying, like, the diverse range along the Wild Atlantic Way is great, like in down from Clare up to Galway it's all like beaches and sandy areas, and then as you get up towards Connemara it's all like stones and like a real rocky area, and then you come further along it's real mountainous, like, so David had his heart in his mouth because I was stopping everywhere going, oh my god, look at that, look at this, taking photos. So it was great. But we got to Delphi then
you told me you have about 600 photos taken.
600, I think, and I added more this morning.
Yeah,
so it's a bit crazy. Yeah,
okay,
trying to keep them up on Twitter and that.
You got to Connemara.
Yeah, and we went to Delphi, and we met a lovely girl then in Delphi, Ali Maffitt, and she gave us loads of things. I only expected to do one activity in Delphi, but she had a whole range of activities. So the first night we went mountain biking up to the top of the mountain, and with our instructor Chris, he was so nice as well and gave us like great history about the place. And went to bed then that evening very early, I'll have you know, we didn't even get past the credits in the film, the troopers were conned. So the next morning then we went off, and David did a bungee jump. I have to live with this regret, I wasn't able to do it. I got up to the top and that was much. I was clinging on for dear life, thanking the safety harness. So then we did a bog run, which I was a bit apprehensive about, but it was brilliant. Like, we had a blindfold on and basically go through like all this obstacle course, and then he'd go, okay, there's just a small drop, and then all of a sudden, like, it was grand for them, they're about six whatever, and I'm there's a little 5 foot Ciara behind them, covered head to toe in mud, blindfolded, so you don't know what's going on. But at one stage then he goes, okay, take off your blindfold. So I took off the blindfold and we were literally in like a pool of just mud and crap everywhere, trying to swim your way out of it. So that
get into your eyes and your fingers and your
Ryan, I got my nails done before it, and I had mud all the way up through my nails. I picked them all off. the week after. It was mud, mud in places I didn't even know existed, but great fun. So then that evening, then to top it off, they gave us a spa evening in the Delphi as well, which was so nice with all the thermal suite, and it's beautiful.
What treatment did you get now, Karen?
And it was my first time ever in a spa, ever. So I didn't know what to do, and Joe me now chatter mouth. So the girl doing the treatment was giving me a good scrub, and I was like, "So we were here yesterday." She's like, "Okay, just be quiet now.
Listen to the whales.
This is this gift of the gab from the Blarney Stone. It's doing me good and bad."
I think you got the hamper.
I know. So we had, but it was lovely. The jacuzzi, you're looking, it's a big massive window around, and you're looking out over the Connemara Hills. It's a beautiful setting, like, you know. And also in Delphi, there's a Michelin star chef there, and the chef's table is the restaurant open there. Yeah. And we had like a 5-course taster menu, and it was the nicest food I've ever eaten in my whole life.
Right.
So Delphi was, I was so sad leaving. I was shed a tear, I think. So then from Delphi, then we moved on to Achill Island, where you were as well, and we stayed at the Pure Magic Lodge, which was lovely because the owner of the Pure Magic Lodge, Francois, is a kite surfer.
Oh yes, we met Francois.
Gas card, but. Yes. He built as designed the lodge as everywhere he's went kite surfing. So we stayed in the Achill room, but there was a Vietnam room, a Hawaii room, Australia room. So it was lovely that he had little themed rooms. Like, I thought it was a real cute idea. So we went kite surfing then in the morning, which I loved. I thought Francois Gas, he's like, you know, you make one with the kite and be one with the kite, you know. So that was fun. And then in the evening, I got to go horse riding, which I loved. The antihistamines had worked, so I didn't get sick or anything.
Yeah, because you did equine science, didn't you? So you're all about the horses.
Yeah.
So which horse did you get on?
I got Shadow, your horse.
The same horse.
Yeah, we're matching.
We're matching horses. So was that after or before me? I'm just trying to think of Shadow's state
before.
Of mind. All right, he was fine then.
Yeah. Poor Shadow.
Yeah, the next day. Yeah.
But it was great because Orla at Calvi's Equestrian,
yes.
She brought me right out on the beach, and I got to canter all through the sea. And like, I'd never have got to do that before, so it was lovely. Like, it was really nice to just go out and have a nice horse to gallop across the beach on. So, then also I loved Achill because it's such, like, I'd say you'd spend a month there and still not see everything around it. Like, you know, we went up to the deserted village, the Achill Henge, which is your man's a hero or a hindrance to the people in Achill.
Yes.
But I loved it anyway. I loved looking at it. And we did Keane Bay, the beach there, and I couldn't believe when we were driving to it, it's the most beautiful beach I've ever seen. You know, it really is. Like, you know, the photos look like I'm in Thailand or something. You know, you wouldn't ever think. And even I've been putting them up on my Facebook and Twitter, and people are saying, where are you? Like, Joe, are you in a foreign country or whatever, you know? Yeah. But people don't know that these things are just, you know, like, they're only a couple hours from everywhere we've been. So it's nice that I think that people are seeing how nice these places are.
And
like,
jackpot,
you know,
with the sunshine.
Yeah. Oh, stop. And even the days that it was raining, like, you know, in Delphi now, we'd go in to get changed, it would start raining, and we'd be like, oh no, we're not going to be able to do anything now. And then we go, the minute we go back out, the sun would shine. So Mr. Mother Nature was on my side this week anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. And then
so that took us to Monday.
Is this Monday? Yeah. So from Achill, then we went to Enniscrone.
Oh yes.
And we met David then from Paddle and Pedal, and he couldn't have been more helpful. Like, you know, he was brilliant. He took us out in the kayaks in the morning and went right down the River Moy, and it was lovely. Like, it was brought us around different areas, and even like, he brought us around this concrete ship that they've built in the river there, and a ship made of concrete, you know. And so you wouldn't ever think it, like, but it was cool. We're being right up beside it, you know, and seeing the height of it. And then he was kind enough then that evening to bring us out. He does bikes as well, so he brought us right around Balik Castle, around in the forest on the bikes, and showed us all the sights there, and would have showed us like where we would have been kayaking as well. So it was nice to see it from land and water and see that area, Enniscrone. But we stayed in the Diamond Coast Hotel in Enniscrone that evening, and I have to say, they were the most outstanding staff there I've ever met in my whole life. Like, the minute we walked in, Brian, the general manager there, greeted us, knew me straight away, goes, "Kira, oh my God, you're so welcome." Showed me all around the hotel. He was just so nice and so friendly. And, you know, like, that warm welcome really makes a difference, I find. And the room then, I was joking, I said, I'd fit my apartment in here about 3 times. It was huge. We actually walked into the room going, "Where's the door?" Looking for our own one. So we're not used to that, but it was lovely. And We actually played a game of pitch and push in Enniscrone as well that evening. Yeah, Dave was very angry because I won, so it was a natural. I got it from my granddad. He was a great golfer in his time, so he said, I'm a professional golfer now.
That's great.
So
that's
I think Enniscrone have invited me back to play a proper game of golf, so that could be a different story.
Gosh, you got to pack so much in.
I know.
It's only Wednesday.
I know, yeah, but I'm not stopping either.
So obviously yesterday we went coast steering together, you and Dave and myself and some of the team, and we're going to talk about that later on.
Yeah.
And the trauma of that. And and then we had dinner last night here in Dunfanny, which was lovely, in the Mill. And then we popped in and had a game of pool in town and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And then today we're doing a bit of fly fishing today, thank God, after yesterday.
And we're going surfing.
And you're going surfing with the adventurous people on the team, which is great. So that's and then where do you guys go? We're heading off to Donegal Town to do the spelling bee. So
well,
where are you?
I'm going to continue doing a bit of my list. Like, I want to go up to Malinhead. That's on my list, the highest point of Ireland. And I think Fannad Beach or Port Salon Beach is the most beautiful beach in Ireland and the second most beautiful beach in the world. So no one would have known that. Like, the second most beautiful beach in the world is just in Ireland, you know.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a few touring around, go drive back down the Wild Atlantic Way and take our time this time because we're not rushing. So it'll be nice to get a few pictures. And I'm off to Dingle then the weekend, down to see fungi.
I'm exhausted just listening to
you. I have to get all my stuff on the list done, and that list is just getting bigger because that's one thing I found along the Wild Atlantic Way. Everyone you meet will go, well, do you know, you have to go to this place, you have to go to this place. You know, everyone along the way has their favourite part, and do you know, not one of them has been the same. So I'm going, oh yeah, I'll be there, I'll have to go there. So
did you kiss the Blarney Stone or swallow it?
I've had a sore throat since, so I think I might have got a few pebbles.
I should say to people that you've given us the rundown of the Wild Atlantic Way for the last 15 minutes or so. I'm naming managers and staff, and you haven't one note in your hand.
No.
It's just all from memory.
Yeah, well,
it's very impressive.
I take note of the things that are nice and what stands out.
I know, but
you've
kept them all in your head. I just can't get over it that you've been able to do that.
I wish I could have done it with my schoolwork. I would have done well.
You have been a pleasure to have with us.
I've enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, well, listen, I kept saying yesterday that you were the right person for the job, and there's no doubt about it.
And
you're a great ambassador for Fudge Ireland this week, which is super. So well done.
Thanks, Ryan.
You really are. You exceeded all our expectations.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, we're delighted.
And it exceeded all my expectations. I didn't think I'd enjoy it as much as I did, and you've had the time of my life.
Exactly. And you find the joy in everything. I think you're a very positive person, and it's great. You've got a great attitude.
That's the way you should be,
isn't it?
Everyone should be that.
Yeah,
way.
I know. But we're not all like that, as you know. So listen, thanks a million for that, Ciara, and well done. And safe travels in the Yaris.
Thanks, Ryan.
The Yaris.
Hope it stays together.
The Yaris's nerves are gone. Rattling down the Wild Atlantic Way at this
stage.
And
poor Davids.
And they're all gone. Yeah. They're all gone. It's been great to see and hang out with you. So thanks so much
you
for coming
too.
In.
Thanks, Ryan.
You are free to go and enjoy the surfing this afternoon. We'll see you later on.
See you later.
All right, Ciara. Thanks a lot. We were talking with Ciara there, who has been on the road with the Wild Atlantic Way, all thanks to Discover Ireland, supported by Fudge Ireland. You can go to wildatlanticway.com or follow hashtag Wild Atlantic Way. We are live.